Grover, it occurs to me that the dunce had fainted. I mean, flat out on the floor. That I am dreaming. I squeezed my eyes shut. This is only a dream. I don't believe in monkeys, and what's happening here is against the law, and therefore impossible. I repeat, this is only a dream. With that out of the way, I opened my... And there he stood. Red hat, red jacket, big grin on his face, evil wickedness in his eyes, crooking his finger at me, telling me to... No way I was gonna... Holy smokes, I was trapped! I tried to dive under the couch. Nope. I ran around in a circle, but found that I was just going in circles. I barked. Squeaked, actually. Sometimes dreams can be more real than moisture on my leg. Not just moisture, wetness, water. I knocked over, or shall we say, the antique lamp on the end of the table fell over and crashed to the floor. I took dead aim for the underside of Sally Mae's bed, but didn't quite make it. He grabbed me by the ears and shook my head so hard it turned my eyeballs around backwards. Then he said,
I am Pasha of Shazam, and you are my slave.
You're a monkey's uncle, and... He'd got me by the tongue, see?
Do not call me Minky. I am not a Minky. I am Pasha. You have taught Pasha good trick. Sis tongue a dug and pull hard. Good trick, yes? Pasha like trick.
Grover let out a groan.
Oh my gosh, I just had a terrible dream. I was locked in a house with a monkey.
Pasha released my tongue, swaggered over to little Grover, and booted him in the tail section.
Do not say Minky. Get up and be slave for Pasha.
Oh my gosh, it's him! I thought it was a Hank. What are we gonna do?
Get up and be a slave for Pasha. What do you think?
You mean?
I mean we've been captured by a monk. By the Pasha of Shazam.
But I thought we voted.
You'd better do what he says, Drover, before you get your tongue yanked out by the roots. Pasha glanced around at me and grinned.
Very good, you understand, Pasha.
The smile slipped into a snarl, and he raised one hairy little finger in the air.
Now you will listen to Pasha. Pasha is hungry. Want food very much.
Very well. If you'll open up that back door, Pasha, we'll run up to the machine shed and get you some dog food. Great stuff, co-op. You'll really...
Pasha not eat dog food, you fool. Pasha want Pasha food.
Yes, I see, Pasha food. In that case, I suggest you open up the refrigerator and check it out.
What meaning this refrigerator? Pasha not know refrigerator.
Here, follow me. I headed for the kitchen. Passing by Drover, I whispered, play along with him. I've got a plan.
Oh, good!
Shh!
I marched into the kitchen and stood in front of the refrigerator. Here you are, your worthy worship. Pasha's eyes lit up.
I like that, your worthy worship. It's very good, yes.
Nothing but the best for our Pasha Shazam. Now, with your hands, you can open that door. That's right. Just grab the handle and pull. He pulled and the door swung open. My eyes darted over the contents until I found what I had hoped would be there. I pointed towards two amber bottles near the bottom. My plan was beginning to unfold. You see, whilst the monkey was holding my tongue, I had remembered a song I had learned as a pup. The monkey, he got drunk and jumped over the elephant's trunk. The elephant sneezed and fell on his knees, and what became of the monk, the monk, the monk? Yeah, you get the picture? Pretty clever, huh? Sometimes I even scare myself. The monkey, Pasha, that is, reached a hairy little hand into the icebox and pulled out one of the bottles. He shook it, put it up to his ear, rolled it around in his hands, and tried to take a bite of it.
not good. Pasha not like this. Too hard to chew.
No, Your Majesty. You don't eat it. You twist off the lid and drink it in one big gulp. Pasha grumbled around for a minute, then twisted the lid. It fizzed and spewed in his face. He didn't like that.
What is this thing that spits in Pasha's face?
That's soda pop, Pasha. You'll love it. Just gulp it down and you'll be the happiest monk. Oops. He came over to me and he didn't look too happy.
You said Minky. Pasha is not Minky. Pasha is Pasha.
Yes, well, hush my mouth. I never should have...
Stick out your tongue.
Well, old stupid me had said the wrong word, and now I was going to get another tongue-twisting, but that was okay because my plan was working to perfection. I opened my mouth, stuck out my tongue, and prepared myself for... Huh? I was definitely surprised when the monkey stuck the bottle in my mouth and turned it up. I mean, I thought he was going to... Sure was fizzy and foamy, and I can't say I liked the taste of it very much, but I either had to swallow it or drown. I swallowed, and then did some serious burping. The monkey pitched the empty bottle over his shoulder and gave me a smile.
Now, if this is poison, you will die, and Pasha will watch.
For some reason, I started laughing.
No, it ain't passion poison. Just a little old bottle of soda pop. You'll see, won't he, Drover?
Hank, you're sure talking funny.
Huh? Speak up, son, you're mumbling. Say, did anyone ever tell you that you have two heads and two faces? 'Cause you do.
Hank, are you feeling okay?
Huh? Never felt better in my whole life, Drover. Just seeing doubles, all.
I turned my bleary eyes to Pasha.
You know what? You look just like a monkey to me.
His eyebrows shot up, and a grin curled on one side of his mouth.
It is not poison. It is something else.
You better believe it, Charlie. And I don't believe you're monkey enough to drink one of those.
He grabbed my tongue, pulled it out with one hand, and spanked it with the other.
I am not a monkey. You will not call me a minky. But I will drink one, nevertheless.
Whilst I was getting my tongue sorted out and stuffed back into my mouth, he reached in, got the second bottle, twisted off the cap, turned it up, and chugged it down. He pitched the empty bottle over his shoulder, and it crashed into a thousand pieces on the floor. He burped and shook his head.
It does not work for me. I feel nothing. Now I will find something else to eat.
He turned back to the refrigerator and fell into the second shelf amongst the fresh spinach leaves and radishes from Sally Mae's garden. I thought that was about the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I laughed like a fool, so hard I stumbled into the kitchen table and, well, sort of knocked the jelly jar and sugar bowl off on the floor. Old Pasha climbed out of the spinach and came up wearing a big silly grin.
It is very strange, this soda pop stuff.
I howled at that, laughed like crazy right up to the moment
when the first egg hit me between the eyes.
Hey, are you throwing eggs at me? Somebody around here's throwing eggs at me.
I did it. 'Twas I who threw them.
Why, you sorry outfit.
I was laughing so hard I could barely talk, had egg dripping down into my eyes.
I'll fix your wagon.
I swept my paw through the jelly that had spilled on the floor and rubbed it into Pasha's face and hair. Howling with laughter, we wrestled around, rolled into the refrigerator, and somehow managed to collapse a couple of shelves, which explains how a gallon of milk ended up spreading across the kitchen floor. Drover was about to have a seizure.
Oh, my gosh, Hank, no, stop the floor. Sally Mae's gonna kill us all.
Ah, dry up, you little squeak box. She'll never suspect a thing.
Pasha and I ended up on the bottom shelf, with our arms around each other's shoulders. We had become the best of friends, is what had happened, in spite of the differences between us. He gave me a crooked smile.
I have a confession to make. I am really a Minky, not a Pasha. In circus, I do tricks and beg for money. I am only a beggar Minky.
No kidding? Well, I have a confession to make, too. I'm really a dog, but I love this monkey business. I also love to sing, and I have an idea for a song about monkey business.
You really like to sing, yes? Maybe we sing together, yes?
You got a deal, partner. Come on, Drover. Let's tune up and knock the socks off of this song.
Drover had placed one paw over his eyes.
Hank, Sally Mae's gonna kill us.